Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull today endorsed the recommendations of David Gonski's second major report on education in Australia. The report draws attention to falling standards of educational achievement across all sectors of primary and secondary education and makes some radical suggestions about how this trend can be reversed. Education Minister Simon Birmingham said he would enter into talks with the states and territories about how to implement Mr. Gonski's recommendations. Rob Osborne investigates.
The report released today is complex, comprehensive, and highly critical of some aspects of current educational practice. Gonski asserts that Australian schools are based on an industrial model of school education that reflects a 20th century aspiration to deliver mass education to all children. I spoke to Jihad Dib, Labor's shadow education minister. I asked him first what he thought were the key aspects of the report.
I mean, one of the things that I've identified really clearly is that it says that we need to be doing a lot better than what we're currently doing at the moment. Now, that includes things like making sure that not only do we attract, say, the best people into teaching, but how do we maintain them? Most recently, I did this trip through Western New South Wales with one of my parliamentary colleagues where I visited some incredibly remote schools and some small schools, and one of the biggest issues there was maintaining the teachers. I think the other thing that is really important to mention in there is the fact that there's a criticism of standardised testing, and I'm certainly very supportive of that. I think that standardised testing has just got way out of hand. It doesn't really tell us what a kid can do. It tells us how well they can study, how well they can learn the proper answers.
There is a suggestion that a national online and on-demand assessment tool should be developed. Can you envisage how that might work?
These are some of the big ideas might be about having online assessment tools. But the fact of the matter is that if that becomes our default position, then that's a real worry of mine, because there's a lot of communities that either don't have access to proper online equipment or the bandwidth to be able to do it. And I'm talking about some of those regional towns. I'm talking some of those remote towns. And I don't necessarily know that that would be the way to go. Certainly, it could be one thing that could be as an addition. But ultimately, what we're looking at is, what is the measure of a student's growth? How much do we know that a student has learned over a period of time, knowing full well that every single student has got different starting points and every single student has got different finishing points at particular times of the year? So I'm not convinced that an online assessment tool is the way to go, just quite simply because I don't believe that we've got the infrastructure to be able to make that happen.
Another suggestion in the report was that individual school principals should be afforded more autonomy to guide the learning environment. From your experience in the classroom, would you see that as a beneficial development?
We do have a little bit more principal autonomy in the New South Wales public system. And what I'm hearing are a range of different things. So I was a principal at the time when some of the devolution had come into place, and there were some elements I thought that were really good. What I am concerned about is that what ends up happening is that principals end up spending a lot more of the time doing many more of the administrative tasks. You'd like to think that they can actually make some decisions about the way the school operates in terms of the best learning environment and what's going to work for each individual school community, because we know that there isn't a one-size-fits-all approach to education that will work. But what I'm worried about, and this is what principals are telling me at the moment more and more, is they seem to be doing much more paperwork and a lot less actual educational leadership. If we can find the perfect mix where principals can make the decisions that are best suited in consultation with their school community for their respective school and not be given the burden of all of the associated administrative tasks that will take most of their time, then I think that's the best scenario.
Karina Haythorpe is the Federal President of the Australian Education Union. I asked her about the funding implications of the report.
We believe that the report has missed the opportunity to highlight the need for additional resources, particularly in the context of Malcolm Turnbull's $1.9 billion cuts to public schools over the next 2 years. There is no doubt that many of these recommendations have resource implications, and therefore we believe it's up to the Turnbull government to deliver the funding necessary for any implementation.
That was Karina Haythorpe of the Australian Education Union, ending that report by Rob Osborne.